Hello, class, and welcome to the fifth episode of A Plus Anime. I am your gym teacher, Ian Preschel, and this is my co-gym teacher, Nato?
I'm going to say equipment supervisor.
Okay, equipment supervisor. So on this show, we take the top-rated anime and test them to see if they get an A+ or an F, and try to learn a little bit in the process. So on today's podcast, on our fifth episode, we'll be discussing my anime list, number 5 rated anime, or really, if people are asking, it's the number 13, but we want to give you guys anime that is accessible to watch, so we're going with ones that are easy to watch. So it's a whole big thing. Someone was like, oh, it's not really the fifth, it's actually the 14th. I understand, I hear your pleas, it's okay. So the anime we are looking at is Haikyuu, the Woo. Volleyball anime. Woo.
This is probably the first one. This is probably the first one both of us have watched to completion.
Yes, we have. Yes. Yeah. And I have many a story about this anime. So if you want to follow along with us at home, then go to myanimelist.net/topanime.php and follow along show by show with us. So before we actually get into the episode, Nato, do you have anything that you're working on that you want to tell the people about?
Not at this stage. We still have our secret project that you're part of, but...
Secret.
Yeah. Maybe secret. A bit. I might leak a name. Distant Dungeoneers is maybe the name. So.
Ooh. Yeah. I like that. So, yeah. I am excited for that. I do enjoy those games that we play together.
Yeah. I've still got to sit down with you to do some art and then Alex to help me with a opener. So.
We are very busy boys, you and I.
Yeah.
We are always doing one thing to the next. But one thing about you and I, not necessarily a plug, but we recently met in person.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was a beautiful thing.
This is also the weird episode. Like, this is the first one we've recorded in a long time because we recorded the first 4 in a pack and then...
Yes.
And then had to keep them in a vault for a few month or two until we could do the big announcement.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I'm going to pull the curtain back for everybody. So I told people at OK Beast, I was like, hey guys, I want to do an anime show. And they're like, all right, that's fine. Give us 4 episodes and we'll see what we can do. So I made 4 episodes and then they were like, you know what? We'll release them. And then I was like, I hope people like them, because if they suck, then we're only going to make 4 episodes. So, you know, got a really good reception. People seem to like it. So thank you guys for listening. And here we are on episode 5. After the vault has been opened, there's no more coins in the vault. We got to make new coins. So here we are. And yeah, no, meeting Nato was really awesome. We got to talk anime a lot. I was on his show, 4 Yang Swan Ozzy. Love that show. Little plug for you. And we were talking a lot about, like, you know, how we're going to bring anime, more anime to OK Beast. And that's like my goal for this year, is to bring more anime content to OK Beast. So keep locked to OKBeast.com and our Twitter at OK Beast now to check out some new anime stuff. At least once a week, you're going to get some anime stuff, at least on Fridays. So here we are. And I guess other things that I want to plug, I mean, besides what I just plugged, I actually recently started making YouTube videos about living in Japan. So
beautiful vlogs.
That's my, why thank you. I've been putting a lot of effort into them and it's kind of crazy because I'm like putting way too much effort into a vlog, which is supposed to be like this messy, fun thing. And I'm like sitting in front of the computer, like, okay, how do I get this angle right? How do I make this text look this way? How do I do like, subtitles for this interview that I did? So I'm putting a lot of effort into those. So, search my name on YouTube or go to my Twitter at Ian, why not? And you should see a couple of those videos. I just recently went to a ramen festival in Machida, Tokyo, or near Tokyo. So if you're into any Japanese stuff, if you're also into anime and Tokyo, go check those out. And yeah, so Nato, what have you been up to this week?
I'm in your hometown, your original Ooh-hoo. Hometown at the moment.
I'm so
good
jealous.
Old Jersey.
Good old Jazzy.
Sitting in a basement.
How are you liking
recording?
It? In a basement. You know, people call Jersey God's basement.
God's? No, isn't it the armpit of America?
I call it God's basement because God just locked the door on us and forgot. That's kind of why I call it God's basement.
Which is weird. I haven't been down the shore because coming here, I was thinking, oh yeah, the shore is like 2 seconds away. No, the shore is like 3 hours through traffic and stuff like that.
So. Exactly.
So yeah. I probably won't see it on this trip.
You're in North Jersey. You're in a very different territory.
Yeah. And it's very nice up here.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I love it. I love living there. So people who shit on Jersey, I agree with you, but I also disagree with you. But any like anime news or any like thing you're watching right now? Because I know the one I saw you last, you were watching some very good anime.
God, I was watching, like when I was in Vegas, I was hanging out with Tony from Irrational Passion and his roommate Griffin, who's technically
Tony Horvath part of. And Griffin Guccione.
Yeah. And nice yeah, boys. We watched a lot of anime. I've been watching My Hero Academia, which is like the standout anime of this year for sure. Like anyone that's disputing that is silly.
I gotta catch up. I'm like more of a manga boy with that. So I gotta wait, catch up with a manga and then catch up with the show.
Yeah. Season two, like season one is amazing, but season two is when they start like going into some backstory with all characters, not just the main characters. And man, if there isn't an episode that like gets you a bit teary, you're dead inside.
I actually went to a My Hero Academia cafe when season two was released in Japan, and that's a good show.
So yeah.
It's a very good show.
It's a really good show.
But any other anime besides that, Nato, or?
Hey, yeah, that's about it at the moment. I have to tally all the stuff. Like I've been watching like a lot of random stuff here and there. Oh, actually, no, I'm going to talk about one that I watched a while back. So
okay, go for it.
I told you about this one, Terraformers. This was like, season one was like this standout hit for me. Like it's very brutal, like very brutal. Mm-hmm. And, and then season two became what a lot of people dislike in anime, which is fan service, which is like showing a lot of sexualization of characters and stuff like that. A lot of like upskirt or, down into the boob kind of shots and main characters being really sleazy and like grabbing boobs and butts and stuff like that. And first season had none of that. And I was just like,
what? Wait, are we talking about the same show? Cause didn't you tell me last time this show was about like, cockroach people, like eviscerating people on Mars?
Yep.
Seems like a very strange turn for season two.
Yeah. Yeah, like
that's
so, like
hey, that's like,
so
that's any, like watching yeah, Naruto, any, and they're like, "Hey, did you see season two of Naruto? You know, oh yeah, you mean the part where they took out the Magnum and they shoot each other? Wait, what? What show are you talking about?
Yeah, it's more like if Naruto started like he had his like sexy jutsu, but like imagine if everything was that from like season two of Naruto onwards. Like every time he did jutsu, it was like an upskirt of him in his sexy woman forms.
The more I think about like Naruto and like fan service, it did it in a weird bell curve thing where like the beginning of Naruto was like a lot of fan service, and then like in the middle it dipped way down and got super brutal and like intense, and then it towards the end it got a little bit more like a little bit more fan service and then dipped back down. This is like weird sine curve that like kept on going back and forth.
Yeah, so like they cut like the brutality down to like nothing, so like there was actually no blood when like fighters would hit the cockroaches. I was like, it's a cockroach, like who cares? God. Next minute, that's cockroaches lame. Just attack me in my basement right now.
Oh, God, he's dead.
Yeah. So I was very disappointed about that because that show was really going quite well. Like, even the main character was completely normal in first season. And then all of a sudden, like, he would, like, fall and grab the boobs of his instructor in the second season. And I'm just like, what is going on right now?
So, Nato, yeah. I find it pretty ironic that you don't enjoy fan service, because what you're describing is, oh yeah, he pretended to fall down and grab the boob. That's what you did to like a bunch of dudes during Kinda Funny Live. So
yeah, I know. Well,
you are fan service personified. So
well, yeah, it is. But that's the thing. I like watching things that aren't me in real life. Like I will like watching a lot of dark stuff and a lot of like non humor and stuff. That's like with Gintama. Gintama is me in like that's how I act in real life. Like all that,
you know,
kind
that
of stuff.
That is true.
I think I just don't like watching things that are very similar to me in real life. Like I like to branch out and see other forms of entertainment and styles and stuff like that. So I was really disappointed in Terraformers.
That's fair. Yeah. So now I'm going to hit it to myself here. I haven't been watching a lot of anime, but I have been playing a lot of anime. Now, let me tell you, I've been playing this game called Guilty Gear, and I've been playing this other game called Persona. And boys, that's playing an anime. I played anime twice this week. I just literally minutes ago finished Persona before we recorded this show. And that's a game. I'm hopefully going to have my full thoughts on the game like with a video review within the next couple weeks for OKBeast.com. But I think that my opinion is very different from everybody else's about that game. But Guilty Gear, ooh boy, that's a game. That is a complicated, complicated game.
Did you see the Guilty Gear's guy's new game? The Dragon Ball Z one?
Yeah. Well, that's the next thing on my list, actually.
Yeah.
Right now, we are recording this during E3 week, and a big release out of E3 was, I think it was from the Xbox conference, that Arc System Works, who are the people who make the game, the Persona fighting games, I don't think they make Dancing All Night, but they definitely make whatever the ultimate suplex hold for Persona 4 fighting game. And then they also make BlazBlue, Guilty Gear, and stuff like that. But they're also, they just announced that they are making a Dragon Ball Z fighting game called Dragon Ball FighterZ. And boy, that game looks hype. That game
looks like anime. Like, it looks 100%
it does.
Anime. Oh my God, it looks beautiful.
And to peel back the curtain a little bit, they actually make that game. All the models you're seeing are 3D models.
Hmm.
Like, they're not like... So, okay, for people, for context. So, what Arc System Works does is they do this thing where they will make a 3D model of a anime character. I'm doing air quotes here. And then what they'll do is they'll add a bunch of shaders on top of a 3D model to make it look two-dimensional.
Hmm.
So, again, for the layman's, if you're not a huge video game person, like, they'll make something from 3D, and then they will add features to it to make it look like it is only in two dimensions at certain points of the game when you're playing it. And it is crazy. It's awesome. If you haven't seen those types of games, check out Guilty Gear, check out BlazBlue, check out Dragon Ball FighterZ. They're beautiful. They're amazing. They're great. So I highly suggest go checking out videos for that stuff. But I've been playing a lot of that, and I've been playing a lot of anime, not watching a lot of anime. But speaking of things we've been watching, we both watched Haikyuu in its entirety.
Good segue.
Now I didn't ask Nato to watch all of Haikyuu as a part of the show. It just so happens that Haikyuu is a show that we both sat down and watched pretty recently, season 1 through season 3. And I think I should have Nato start this off, because Nato literally watched this entire show. Nato sat down on a Monday and finished the show on a Friday, and I was on season 2 for like 3 months. So so how about you talk about your thoughts on the show overall, Nato?
So overall...
Like a spoiler free of like, hey,
yeah, no, this
you don't
is
know
easy.
Anything about you. Yeah.
It's a really like nearly team shonen like sports one like the rest of them, except for it's a real grounded sort of version. Like I had arguments, I think, with Danny about it, that he said it's not grounded. But it really is. Then like nobody has like powers, and... Like, anyone who does, like, a move, like, a secret move or something like that, it's literally just a normal move that they put a name on, like, that character, rather than, like, the world. It's a special move in that world. Like, when somebody goes for a slide, a catch or something, retrieve or whatever they called it in the thing. It's, like, it's nothing, like, he's not moving at the speed of sound. Nobody is, like, frozen in time or something like that. Like, they're literally doing things that are possible, a normal volleyballer are possible at doing and stuff like that. So, so I really enjoyed it.
Be right back. Nato's dying.
Yeah, Nato's dying. Vegas has killed me.
There you go. No, but I completely agree with you on that.
Like, yeah.
One of my favorite things about this show is that I went in not knowing anything about volleyball. Now, for context, my younger brother plays volleyball, and he tried to explain it to me, and I had no idea what he was talking about. But I watched a few episodes of the show, and it really like eases you into the concepts of volleyball, and like kind of tells you like, hey, these guys are just athletes that are good at what they're doing. They're not necessarily doing anything so like super crazy. Like the only person that's really doing anything that's like a little bit out of the ordinary, the two characters are Hinata and then their defensive specialist, which I don't think you meet this character in the first episode. So
no,
I'm not
you don't
say who it is.
But even then, like he makes up cool move names and stuff like that, and Hinata like absolutely loves them, but like they're still based
kid.
In reality
they're just kids, you know what I mean? Like when you're in high school, when you're a freshman in high school, you like do a cool backflip and you're like, oh yo, that was a super double backflip, it was super sick. Like that's just what kids do, you know what I mean? Like
and that's the difference between something like that and like now I can't even think of it. Kuroko no Basuke. Like
that is not grounded at all.
That's what I mean. That's a good comparison. Like,
might as well
you watch something like that,
jam,
and
dude.
They're just going into the like the zone, and like people are not moving, and everybody's frozen, and so that's what I mean. It's very grounded for an anime, and I think I needed that, like, because I've watched so much like superheroes like blowing up cities and moving earths and stuff like that, that I was just like, this is a really good, just like people playing sport.
Yeah. So again, so if you listen to this episode and you don't know what Haikyuu is, we'll quickly break it down for you. So this show is about junior high school students, and they are graduating to high school and they're going to play volleyball. So the main character is a orange haired kid named Hanada, and he just gains the sudden love of volleyball when he sees this high school in his area play at the national championship match on TV.
And the little giant, the one that's like a player that's exactly. like a shorter than average volleyball player. That like, because he's pretty short in real life as well for a volleyball player. And yeah, he just gets that inspiration, like where he sees it. And it's such a beautiful scene in that first episode where like he's watching it. And then he kind of like has that sort of anime moment where he like the wind goes past him and like the raven feathers fly past him and stuff like that. And it's just like,
yeah,
you can see that's like just a symbolism of his love, like starting to blossom for the sport of volleyball.
Yeah. And like Nato said, this character, Hanada, is much shorter than other people on his team. And again, if you don't know anything about volleyball, if you just listen to this episode just because it was on your podcast recommended, volleyball is a sport where you should probably be very tall. It's easier to play the sport if you're taller because you have the net and the net is at a certain height, right? But Hanada is notoriously very short, but his like special ability, his like thing that he can do better than anyone else is jump really high, and he is very fast. And I also like that in the beginning of the show, they kind of explain how he's fast and how he jumps so high. They do, like, the first episode is kind of like a primer, not for the show necessarily, but for the main character.
It sort of is, though, because, like, the first scene is literally, like, even before, like, he's, like, riding to school and he sees that thing, is, like, it shows, like, nearly a brief of the future where he's like about to do, like, a spike. And then, like, all the arms come up and it's, like... And I think the words like a wall looms in front of me, but I am not alone and stuff like that. And it sets up that like, yes, he's going to be the main character of this show, but this show is technically not going to be about one person. Like it's not going to be about Naruto or something like that. This is going to be about a team of players.
Yeah, for sure. But back to what I was saying before about, I completely agree with you that this show is super team based. And if you,
that is also, very different from other anime. Like, this is, like, it's technically about Hanada, but it's more about the team itself.
Like, I mean, a lot of episodes focus on the sport, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a team sport. Like, it's more so about, and volleyball is one of those sports where it's very, very hard to win by yourself. Like, yeah, with basketball, like, we talked about Kuroko no Basuke, but like that.
If you have a pro, like, a pro can win a game for you and stuff like
LeBron
that.
LeBron James could dunk on some kids. But like, you know, this show really focuses on the team aspect and like having each person play a certain role, and like as the seasons progress, like you see that like even characters that you thought maybe weren't very useful become useful in a very specific way to like help the team out in a general like fashion, and it's very, very cool to see.
And win in a scenario where they would never be able to win without that specific feat that character has.
Exactly. But yeah, back to what I was saying before, like there's a scene in the very beginning of the show where they show Hanada live, like Hanada, the main character, lives very far from like the actual main part of the town. And it shows him like bicycling, like up and down these crazy hills going to like the main area where he needs to go to school. And like, I didn't realize that until the very end of the show, but that kind of is like this weird primer for like, oh yeah, this kid, it's not like he's just a natural jumper. Like, no, this kid jumps and his legs are super strong and he has like a lot of stamina because he lives on like the other side of town over this big ass hill. And every single day he has to take his bike from where he lives up a hill, down even more hills. And like, I don't know why it didn't click for me the first time I watched it, but when I watched it this time, I was like, oh, there's like a full explanation as to why he is the way he is. It's not some random thing. He just has to do it. And like, that's how he is.
It's very similar to Ippo in the Ippo, Jami no Ippo, which like is a boxing anime where like his mother and family own like a boating rental fishing service. So like him and his mum go out and people go fishing off their boat and stuff like that. So like his whole life, he's grown up on a boat. And so like,
oh, okay. He's used to bobbing and weaving. Okay.
Well, more like he's built his legs up a lot. Like, and he's very like, he can stand on one leg without like, he's got a lot of balance and stuff like that. So during fights where he should have been like, too dizzy to stand up, like he's able to keep himself stable because like his whole life he's lived on a boat. Yeah,
interesting. I did not know that about Hajime no Ippo.
Yeah,
we still gotta watch that soon.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, so for people who don't really know anything about Haikyuu in the later seasons, would you recommend them like to watch the entire first season if they really liked this episode? And if they didn't like this episode, what would you say to them?
I give this is definitely like give it one or two episodes, because like the first episode is like about the two main characters kind of meeting, becoming rivals, and then joining the same team together.
You mean Naruto and Sasuke?
No.
I think you and I had a conversation back in San Francisco about how literally every single anime, if you break it down, is just Naruto.
Yeah.
So like this is pretty much a similar situation where there's these two characters that are antagonistic, but they
want to be rivals, and then they get put on the same team together. Yeah.
Yeah, and they realize that they work really well together. One's a loudmouth, one's more quiet, one is like antisocial, one's a genius, one's not. Very Japanese, like Japanese style of show of storytelling. But yeah, so you say that this show takes like one or two episodes to really get going. But
no, it takes a bit more to show what it is rather than what gets going. Like it gets going in the first episode, but like you don't get that team stuff until about like episode two or three. Because I think episode two when is like the rookies versus the seniors and stuff, and that still doesn't really show anything, and it's not till like the third episode where they're all on the same team and you're like, oh, this is not just like a Naruto Sasuke, this is like the whole Ninja Academy technically.
yeah for sure. I had a completely different experience watching that first episode. I played competitive sports my entire life, and I really didn't find the sport that I liked until I was in high school, like around the same age as Hinata. And and this was swimming, by the way. So I saw a friend of mine swim, like an older senior swim, one day during practice. And I had that moment very similar to Hinata, where I was like looking at this kid swim so amazingly and so effortlessly in the water.
Raven feathers flew past your head. And
like a chlorine splashed in my eye. I was like, ooh, yay. It was this amazing moment where I was like, wow, like that's really, really cool. And the guy wasn't like in shape. He wasn't this like crazy super athlete, but like he knew what he was doing. He was a seasoned swimmer. And I had this moment where I was like, okay, I want to be like that guy. And that's who I want to be.
Yeah.
And that guy inspired me. And I feel like if you ever played team sports or ever were a sports person, I feel like you can really connect with this show, like this hope and this like young kid,
like any sport
skills. Like, what sport did you play, Nato? Like, were you inspired in that way?
I did, like, I've done a lot of martial arts and, like, boxing and all that over my life. And I just remember seeing, like, beautiful boxers and even the Olympics, watching, like, the taekwondos and the karates and the judos and wrestling and stuff like that. And, yeah, they always inspired me, just, like, the physical feats that they were achieving. Just, yeah, they got me going. And old Bruce Lee as well, like any martial artist. Yeah,
definitely. But if you're a sports person at all, I feel like this anime could be for you. And if you were ever like a young kid or like maybe high school age and you really wanted to play a sport, I think there's something that resonates with me.
Even like especially like you wanted to play a sport that you didn't think you were going to be good at.
Exactly. Because
like that's really like what he is. Like he's too short really to play volleyball, but like he gets the talent to finally achieve that. Because, like, whole first, like, game against, like, a rival school, like, the rival junior or middle school or whatever, like, that just shows how bad they are in that world and stuff like that, against, like, people that are good at against it and stuff like that. But that's the whole, like, his whole stick, like, similar to Naruto. Like, if I keep going, like, I'll get good enough to be in a team that's...
The Hokage.
Yeah, pretty much.
The volleyball Hokage.
The volleyball Hokage.
But yeah, like speaking of that story of like someone saying that you couldn't do something and then you because of like physicality or whatever, speak back to the swim thing. When I was in high school, I was told that I couldn't be in like the head lane or whatever, the lane one, because I had only just started that year. And like, again, like I was lodged similar criticism to Hinata, like, oh, well, you can't play this position because you're too short. And again, that talking point, that theme, right? That theme of like, okay, I want to do something and like I'm inspired, so I'm going to do it regardless of what other people say, and I'm going to bring positivity and I'm going to just pursue this dream. Like that also really resonated with me. And I feel like this show, even if you're not a volleyball person, even if you're not a sports person, I feel like you can resonate with that like thematic through line of like really having this dream that you want to fight for. Even if it's not necessarily in a thing that you're good at or like thing that you are meant for. Like, I feel like that's something that almost anyone can resonate with. And I feel like that's why so many people resonate with this show in general.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So this show is actually pretty unique because this is the first show that you and I have actually watched like to completion. Like we've watched season 1, 2, and 3. I've seen every single Haikyuu thing available. So we gave her a little like spoiler free thing. So now I want us to say like, as people who have watched all three seasons, I mean, we can go a little bit into spoilers, but I don't want to go too far into it. But as someone who's seen it from beginning to end, how do you feel this show stacks up in general?
Oh, it's up, like up there as one of like the masterclasses of sports animes, like for sure. Like I give it a bit of like negativity because like I feel it drags a little bit, but so does all sports animes, like because they've got to go through training montages, they've got to go through like getting better and getting better as a team, getting better as individual players and stuff like that. So like it would be a bit bull that like one episode they're not doing that well and then the next episode they're winning again, and it's just like so you need those training and that's only because I've watched so many goddamn sports and shonens and stuff like that now. Like those kind of scenes always drag a bit for me now because like I know they're coming, but like they need to be done and stuff like that. But apart, like,
I get you.
But if it's somebody coming in that's like not watched hardly any of these, like this is a really good one to get into sports anime, like for sure. Like,
okay,
like we've said so it multiple times.
Real quick. Yep. Before you give your final rating, I want to give a shout out to Christian at Pixel Brave on Twitter. He came up with a little way for us to adjust our rating scale.
Yeah, actually, so, he did. I like that.
Yeah, and I think it was genius. So shout out to you, Christian, if you're listening. I appreciate all the love you give us on both of our platforms, both for Yanks and this, so I appreciate it. But what he said was, pretty much the way our rating scale is going to work from now on is if we give something an A+, it means that it's something that we want to talk about. It's something that we think is good and something that we want to go out of our way to like recommend to other people. That's our version of an A+, right? And then our version of an F is that it was so bad that we are removing it from our watch list, and then we are also going to shit on it on Twitter, essentially. Like, we are going to actively like lobby against this anime if we don't like it. Like, kind of what you and I did about Gintama, like making fun of it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Again, no hate to anybody who loves Gintama. It wasn't for us, but our version of an F is something that we are going to like actively not recommend for new anime listeners and old anime listeners.
If that's like, he had a rating for all of them. Like, what was all of them? Because we'll call this the Christian scale now.
I think it was a decreasing scale. So like B+ was like, I liked it, I'm going to keep watching it, but I won't like talk about it as much. C is like, I'll keep it on the list. Like D was like, remove it from the list, but don't tell anybody. Like, no, D was remove it from the list and then like, and maybe tell a few people. And F was like, tell everyone on Twitter, like, I hate this thing, never watch this thing, this is the worst.
All right.
Essentially a sliding scale like that.
Well, that's easy for this one. I know exactly what I'm rating this one.
So with that in mind, what is your score as someone who's watched the entire...
This one's definitely A. Yeah, this is definitely A. Like, if you didn't gather where I watched it nearly in 3 days, three seasons, like, and like some seasons had like 26 episodes or something.
Yeah, like I think the second or third season, the third season's a little bit shorter. I think the second season has like 26 episodes or 23 episodes.
So like I smashed this. Like I watched a minimum of 8 a night, easy. Sometimes like 15, 16 a night.
Jesus. For context, my girlfriend and I were on season 2, episode 4 or something like that. And you were like, oh yeah, I'll give this thing a shot. And then like, 2 days later, you were like, I'm finished with it. And my girlfriend were like, how did NATO finish it? If we just, how is that even possible? Like, we were confused. We were worried about you. Like, you weren't like sleeping or something like that.
Yeah, I went to bed at like 2 o'clock those nights.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So you give it a definite recommend. I mean, you and I talk about Haikyuu all the time on Twitter. So if you follow us on Twitter, you've definitely seen a Haikyuu GIF at least once or twice.
I still, like, for me personally, I have
everywhere in my
apartment. Kuroko no Basuke, just because I like that a little bit more, like Dragon Ball Z-ish, like superpowers and all that. But
for those who don't know, Kuroko no Basuke is essentially Japanese Space Jam. So
perfect way to describe that show.
Shout out to, I need to find her name on Twitter, but I talked to a very nice lady on Twitter yesterday, and we talked about Kuroko no Basuke, and she was the one, I think, who made that suggestion. So I'm going to find her name right now. So while I'm doing that, you keep talking, Nato.
So, yeah, Kuroko no Basuke is just, yeah, literally like basketball with like a bit of superpowers in it. Like a guy can shoot a three-pointer from literally the other end of the field, and a guy can like dunk anything. And then there's other guys who can like copy anybody's like signature moves, yeah, and stuff like that.
I get hyped up just talking about that.
Yeah.
But so again, that girl's name was JaegerX7 Miranda on Twitter.
Oh, Miranda.
So shout out to you.
I haven't met her in like at all, but I always see her. I always see her on Twitter. She seems like a nice lady.
She is a nice lady. We talked about Kuroko. But yeah, pretty much I'm glad that you brought up Kuroko, because I'm going to give my score for Haikyuu, and I give it a definite A. And here's the reason why. So we are talking about sports anime, right? And sports anime to me falls into these two categories. It falls into the overly absurd ridiculous, which is the Japanese Space Jam, which is this thing that's like super crazy, which is like out there, like it takes the sport to a level which is like nearly like Dragon Ball Z level. Like people are doing like dunks from half court. People are doing full court shots and miss it and making it every time. Right. So it's the ridiculous like entertainment style. Right. And then you have this, which is more of a like slice of life anime combined with a sports anime, which talks about like just kids, like kids who have a dream and they want to fight for that dream. And like what that means as like, as a human being, when you want something, when you really believe in something and you believe
in
other
people.
And
being part of a team as well.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah,
like
exactly.
That, yeah, it really pushes that idea of being a part of something and sharing the glory with your friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's definitely a thematic through line throughout this entire show. And like again, as someone who like had done sports his entire life and like really didn't find his passion in sports until he was in high school, like this really resonated with me because it was a similar story. And you know, like, I'm sure everyone throughout their life has had a moment where someone has said, oh, that dream you're doing is impossible. That dream you're doing is stupid, right? But there's always that one person, or there's always that one moment where you can say, no, forget that, I'm going to do it. And that moment is in Haikyuu, the entire series, and also in this first episode, in spades. So like, if you're someone who like loves a good story about someone pursuing a dream and like really working hard at it, even though everyone tells them to not do it, essentially, definitely check out Haikyuu. I give it an A+. I love it. You know, this is one of the reasons why I got back into anime after so long. And, you know, frankly, if you don't watch this, that makes me sad because this show is so great.
Yeah.
So go out and watch this show.
For new and old, like, anime watchers
as
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So for new guys too, yeah. For new guys, if you're not picking up on what I'm putting down here, like, you know, it has a real world equivalent. So it's not too out there for anybody. It's not this crazy, like, Dragon Ball Z level stuff. It's just stuff that real people do, but it has this anime flavor and these anime characters that are super entertaining. And like, it's really a great show top to bottom. And the animation is beautiful. So if you're really into like
very
cool
good animation,
oh my God. Okay. So I'm going to gush for 1 second about this. So in the first episode, there's one moment where like Hinata, the main character, like goes into this, he's like sees the ball on the other side of the court, and his like whole thing is that he's fast, right? And the animation of him running across the court to like jump and spin in the air and spike the ball for his first point playing
Man,
volleyball.
His cross like court spikes are always beautifully animated.
Always. And like that moment in particular, that first episode, I remember watching it with my girlfriend, and like the entire beginning part of the episode, I was like, yeah, volleyball anime, I don't get it. You know, we'll see what I'm not really into it so far. And then like that moment happens and I grabbed my girlfriend's arm and I was like, we're watching another episode.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that moment, like if you're not into it for the first couple of minutes, I get it. It is kind of slow in the first episode, but watch it till that scene. If you're not like ready to watch more episodes, then you know what? Maybe I failed you as an anime host. You know, maybe I'm messing up. Send me an email, you know, and then we'll figure something out. So Nato, I have some bad news, buddy.
What?
The show's over.
Oh.
We're done talking about Haikyuu. I know. We love this show so much. So whenever we get a really good show to talk about on this show, we always want to gush about it. But it's 3 a.m. right now, Japan time. And it's like, it's pretty early for you, New Jersey time, right?
Yeah. It's only 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Good.
Yeah.
But yeah. So guys, that's been A+ anime. I'm glad that we could come and just talk about anime for like 30 to 45 minutes.
What are we watching
you.
Next
and,
week?
Yeah. Next week, that's a good question. So let me pull that up. We are actually going to watch Code Geass next week.
Which I've just found, like, has shocked me that you haven't watched. Not because,
never
like...
Never seen it.
Which, well, actually, two things. Like, it's one of those anime that, like, most people have watched. But it's also, like, that one's all right. Because people are allowed to miss out on animes. Because I've missed out on a few that people are like, you haven't watched that? What?
Yeah.
And it's like,
you haven't watched Death Note? Oh my God. Where were you? Oh my God.
Well, that's crazy. A good segue because like this, yeah. That's how I describe this show to you. It's like if Death Note met Gundam and I was like, this, yeah, Code Geass is perfectly up your alley. So I'm pretty excited for next week for you to watch the first episode of this.
I am excited, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And hey, this is going to be one of those times where, hey guys, I'm watching the first episode just like y'all. But speaking of the first episode, we might, for the next like set of episodes we do, we might change the format a little bit and watch the first three.
Yeah.
If we do change the format, we'll let you guys know. But for now, we're still only keeping to one episode. Just because, again, like we said in the beginning, at the top, Nato and I are very busy boys. We're both running websites and we're both trying to produce like two or three shows. So we are pretty busy. And speaking of which, Nato, how about you plug some of those shows that you work on?
So I do this anime podcast called A Plus Anime.
Never heard of it. Sounds bad. It sounds real bad.
You should definitely listen to that.
Okay.
But yeah, no, my other show is Four Yanks, One Aussie. It's a cross-continental... cross-continental comedy podcast. Me and four American boys, we get together each week and just... shoot jokes and stuff like that, make fun of each other's countries and just the world in general, and just try a bit of happiness to this crumbling world we live in.
Speaking, a short aside real quick for you guys. I met all these guys in San Francisco, and they are some of the most welcoming, nice, hilarious guys I've ever met in my entire life, Nato included, obviously.
I was so excited to to introduce you to the boys. That was so
dude,
nice.
I love them. They're like old friends. So if you like talking to old friends, I suggest you listen to Four Yanks, One Aussie. That's at number four, YANKS, number 1, AUSSIE on Twitter.
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
And also, the website as well.
And yeah. The website, same
so
thing.
.com after that, yeah. Instead.
There you go, so 4yanks1aussie.com. I hope Elmer does more commercials, because those commercials he does for you guys are hilarious.
I'm trying to do one the next one. And then I think Cass is doing one as well.
Nice. So that's a perfect segue, actually. A short aside about the Four Yanks, One Aussie boys. If you weren't convinced to go listen to any of their stuff or watch some of their stuff, here's a short story about Cassidy. So I'm one of the hosts of the Four Yanks, One Aussie show, Cassidy. He is Cassidy Sargent. He's a super dope guy. And we made this joke when we were leaving San Francisco, like, oh yeah, maybe we'll run into each other. Maybe we'll see each other in the airport. And I'm walking out of my gate, going towards my flight to Korea, and I look up and I see this guy. I'm like, oh, that guy looks like Cassidy. It was Cassidy. And we sat down for like 45 minutes. We ate lunch and like we talked about like a bunch of things, and Cassidy's a great guy. So if you love listening to great guys and great friends talk to each other from across the continents, NATO, then give 4yanks1aussie a listen, and then, you know, let us know what you think. Hit him up on Twitter, at 4yanks1aussie on Twitter.
Yep.
There you go.
What and about your you shows?
Oh, my stuff. Oh, yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can find my stuff at okbeast.com. We actually just recently relaunched the website. It's super great looking if you're into that. Shout out to Alex Van Aken for that. And if you are into videos, then you can hit us up on YouTube, youtube.com/okbeast. So, or / one of the slashes, okbeast. And if you're into Japan videos, then... hit me up on YouTube. I don't have a URL yet, but hopefully I'll get that to you guys later. But just hit me up on Twitter, at Ian Why Not. There should be links to the videos in my like pinned tweet. So, yeah. Oh, also, thank you to one of our listeners who sent me an email, you know, giving me suggestions about how to further the show. We really, really appreciate the emails. Keep them coming. I think that my email right now is ian@okbeast.com. If you have any suggestions for, you know, new things we should do, new segments we should do, you want to talk about anime news, you know, hit me up on there, or you can hit us up at okbeast now on Twitter, or you can hit Nato or I up on Twitter at Ian Why Not, and then Nato, what's yours?
NatoJ18.
There you go. So please, if you like the show, hit us up on Twitter, let us know, give us a review on iTunes, do all those great things you do. You guys are a wonderful audience. We appreciate all the love we've been getting, and hey, I love you guys.
Watch some anime.
Watch some anime. That's our end tag is I love you guys. Watch some anime. So until next time. Oh, also, we have a fun treat for the outro. So keep listening for that outro. And that's all I'm going to say.
Bye.
Boo-byes.
Next time on A Plus Anime. NATO continues to be Australian, and Ian realizes he loves sports anime a little too much. What anime will they review next? Find out next time on A Plus Anime.